Hi, I'm Avril Miller, and you're listening to Gut Talks, double G, U, double T.
Hi, everyone. I'm Maria, and welcome to Season 3 of Gut Talks, double G, U, double T, a podcast about business, design, and gut feelings. I started Gut Talks a couple of years ago to educate, spread some karma on the board, connect, reconnect, or learn from awesome entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and investors. By the way, there are no sponsors on the show, but a like, a share, comment, and hitting the subscribe button would mean a lot. Now let's get started.
So this is the next episode of our segment with Avril Miller, discussing her wealth of experience over 50 years helping businesses from housekeeping, as she calls it, to growing. Here we go. And so you're taking everything that you've learned, like on board and experienced, and giving it back to all the CEOs that come to you as a no bullshit detector, right? So how do they come to you? Why do they come to you in the first place? And you also say that you can achieve this, which is great. Like, you only work with people you like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm very, very fortunate in that I have never, ever gone out and looked for work. Well, that's not strictly true. I go out and I talk to people. Every client I have is someone who has come to me through someone, or they've heard of me, or we've bumped into something somewhere. You know, I have in the past, I've worked with a few people I didn't like, and God, it wasn't worth it. And I don't want to work with people who are uncoachable. I don't coach. I have to say, when I say uncoachable, I don't coach, and I must remember to change it on my website. I'm not a good coach. I'm far too directive. But I am very, very lucky in that my personality is quite Marmite. People either like what I am and who I am and what I stand for and how I transmit what I think. And for some people, they would absolutely hate it. That's fine, because we'll never work together. And other people love it. They're open to the challenge. They're open to the laughter. They're open to the having to become humble, because I'm constantly making mistakes. And I want to work with people who are constantly, because the faster you do that, the faster you learn.
Obviously, you get introduced or recommended and so on. But what are the main challenges? Or are they always aware that, you know, they need help?
Well, they usually come for a practical reason. They usually come because the business has hit problems. So either it is in crisis, and for some time, until a few years ago, I did quite a lot of crisis turnaround. And that's an obvious, that's a no-brainer. And you start with the engineering bits of the business and you fix those and you bolt it all back together. And then you try to make it so that it's more sustainable and developable and healthy. I don't like turnaround so much now, because it's deeply, deeply stressful and you're up to your tonsils, you know, 24/7, 7 days a week in it. But the majority of the rest come often because of a sense of frustration that they've actually done quite well. They've done pretty well, but they know that they're not delivering and they're not getting the results that they want to see and they think they should be getting. They can't work it out why. And it's usually that sense of people who end up with me tend to be good, they tend to be creative, they tend to be very hardworking, and they just haven't necessarily had time to acquire some of the tools and some of the knowledge that they need, because they've been too busy doing what they're doing. And that's just a fact of life in business. Because I'm in the SME space. Remember that I don't work in big corporates. I work in SMEs. Now, SMEs, they can be very big businesses.
Yes, for sure.
But usually at the point when I get, they haven't got this massive corporate structure where they're resourced to the hills. Everybody's doing a bit of everything. Everyone has been doing some of everything for a while. And the bandwidth available to take time to step back, think, process, usually hasn't been there.
You're saying that some of them are kind of working in the business rather than on their business in a way. And some probably think they know what they want, or but they don't necessarily know what they need.
Yeah.
And this is where you kind of come in.
Yeah, absolutely. That... I mean, sometimes they don't know what they want other than the fact that they don't want to feel the way they feel just now. You know, that's sometimes, and this is back to your gut, they don't know what it is. They just know that this is not what it is. And so how do we get to, oh, what's the thing that's going to bring you joy and satisfaction and challenge and fulfillment? And how do we get that there if this is the environment in which you're doing it?
So you help them take a step back. You act kind of as a sounding board. Give them, you said you give them more direction than coaching, but you probably still do a bit of coaching in that, right?
Yes. I mean, it is a bit of coaching, obviously. Some teaching. Sometimes people just need to be exposed to some knowledge they didn't have before. And almost none of my knowledge is unique to me. It's usually accumulated and synthesized from all over the place. So I do have, I mean, you can't see just now, but I've got 3,000 books in this house. And, you know, I've been learning for years. And so there's usually something somewhere that I can say, well, if you read Charles Handy, or if you looked at Jim Collins or whomever, you would find out how people have done things before, what worked, what didn't. Because people need a lot of reference points in their life so they can start to identify where they should place their confidence in thinking. I don't want them to think like me, and I want them to get the confidence in knowing that they can come to their own conclusions, but know, first of all, how to establish enough information in order to form a conclusion. And very often people who've been very, very, very busy in business haven't had time to read and think and talk to people and meet colleagues and meet peers and just do that osmosis learning that you get the chance to do. If you're in a very big business, you get the chance to do that very often if you're lucky.
No, absolutely. Because I also worked in corporate level and with startups, and it's really different dynamics. But you get exposed to a lot also in big corporations because there is also time and budget are in place. And sometimes it's not necessarily the right kind of training that you need or that you want, but there's lots of...
And I think people forget this. We learn a lot from knowing what is not right.
Exactly.
And so sometimes get doing training and you come out a bit and you think, well, I didn't get anything from that. Well, what didn't you get? Because they couldn't tell you what they wanted, but they can tell you what they didn't get.
Yeah.
Human beings are very good in the negative. And it's interesting because I do a huge amount of training in businesses just now, but it's not training as you might know it. It's much broader, it's much looser, it's much more providing of fertile soil from which people can grow their own.
It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe, share, or like to get notified about the upcoming episodes of this segment and upcoming segments.